USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week that the Trump administration has changed U.S. strategy toward Iran.
Trying to contain them. We developed a strategy. It's a diplomatic strategy. It's an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
He says the strategy was reflected in last week's U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Qasem Soleimani. Pompeo also said that in the event that Iran retaliates against America for the killing, the U.S. would then strike only lawful targets in Iran. President Trump tweeted on Saturday night that the U.S. has 52 Iranian targets in its sight and would strike if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The Pentagon is confirming a military service member and two contractors were killed in an attack at a military base in Kenya. Two Department of Defense employees were injured. The U.S. military's Africa Command says the attack was carried out by Somalia's Al-Shabaab militant group. A passenger bus, three trucks, and a car crashed on the Pennsylvania Turnpike just east of Pittsburgh. KBKA-TV reporter Chris Hoffman.
Spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Turnpike says five people were killed in that crash, 60 others injured. It happened around 3:30 this morning. They are not sure what caused it yet. They did say crews were out all night treating the roads with the wintry weather. The NTSB and the Pennsylvania State Police are both investigating it.
Many of the injured were taken to Forbes Hospital. President Mark Rubino.
The people coming in were not only physically injured, but they were traumatized from a mental standpoint as well.
The bus was heading from New Jersey to Cincinnati. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Israel's prime minister briefly raises some eyebrows with a remark he made at a meeting. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying the significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power. He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says with a smile he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Chinese government is making some big changes after months of unrest in Hong Kong. USA's John Hunt reports.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.